Welcome to this episode of Coffee with Source. We'll be digging deep into ancestral healing, that's a mouthful, and our inherent worthiness. My guest today is Maria. Her work is based on the principle that within every limiting emotion and way of being, there is wisdom that holds the key for our expansion. The alchemy of activating the courage to delve more deeply into our pains and fears is the key to our soul's growth and evolution. I'm excited to be having this conversation with Maria, and I hope you'll find a breadcrumb or two of wisdom that can help you on your journey. Enjoy. Welcome to Coffee with Source, Maria.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was so excited to have this conversation.
Me too. Yeah. Always happy to have this conversation. Always. I've literally just come off live as well, where I've just been having the same conversation. I'll have it all day.
You'll have it all day, every day. That's when you know you're passionate.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
When you start talking about something and you could just talk about it forever and ever. So for our listeners, can you share a little bit about who you are and what kind of magic you're spreading around the world?
I can indeed. So I'm Maria. I'm an energy healer, master energy healer. I am an activator. I'm a mother. I'm a guide into the multidimensional realms. And ultimately, my purpose is to support people in stripping away all of the untruths, the masks, conditionings, limiting beliefs that they have kind of had imposed upon them, or they have magnetized towards them in this lifetime, past lifetimes, ancestral lineages, so that they're able to step into their sacred sovereign self. And that is, you know, what people, when people say into their truth, like who you truly came here to be.
That's a mouthful.
It
is. So were you know, did you just wake up one morning and you're like, you know, I could go to school, become a dentist, you know, a dentist, or I could go to hairstyling school, or I could become an ancestral lineage energy healer clearer. How did that happen? Yeah,
exactly right. So no, my like former life, I worked in television. I was a television director for like 15 years. So a completely different life, like a very glamorous life at times, but also very stressful. And I will say that the way that this came to me was through a series of like initiations, a series of tumbling into my darkest self, like one of them being the birth of my first son. I really became hugely activated in healing a lot of trauma within myself, because, and I think a lot of mothers go through this.
Yeah.
Birth can really bring up a lot of shit for people. Mm. Sorry for this. It can bring up a lot of stuff for people.
But if you're not woke while it's happening, then it shows up later.
Like yeah,
for me, that shit came up when my eldest kid was 14, and it was like, oh my god, you know, all of the 14 years that I lived through with him kind of laid out before me,
right?
All my biggest fears, all of my, you know,
it comes through people at different times, right? Like it doesn't make you any better or worse wherever it comes through, but I do believe that motherhood is a real initiation into clearing up our energy field, because essentially we are guiding the young into the future, and we are essentially creating the new world via our children. And we have a real responsibility, I believe, to look at ourselves when things start coming up for us, in order for us to help them not have the traumas that we have or that we've held on to. And that's part of what ancestral healing is about too, right? But it's healing it at a much deeper level. So I began as, you know, and I still do this, but I, you know, I help people here in a child heal in a child trauma, their mother father line, you know, stuff that's going on for them in this life, right? And in childhood. And I've just kind of made my way deeper into the healing as I healed more layers of myself. I was then initiated into healing myself through my ancestors. And suddenly I was like, oh, this stuff runs so deep. This isn't That's just so me. Cool. Like, this isn't about me. It never is about us really as an individual. It's really about us and then our place in the world and a bigger scheme. And then also what I also believe is when we start healing at that deep level, that resonates throughout the collective. Like, it's a heat for me, it's really important that we see our own healing as part of a domino effect of the healing of the collective, really. 100%.
And I believe that as well. I believe that when you have an aha moment on your healing journey, that it reverberates through the collective.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
When you can connect certain dots to certain things, and it's just like, oh, it almost wins you.
Yes. 100%.
So when you talk about healing yourself and your ancestors and healing your lineage, for those who are listening who have, you know, maybe no idea what any of this means or have heard it, but How are you connecting with your ancestors? How are you healing?
So I believe that it probably comes through differently for different people. And it probably, if you've never experienced it, it won't be what you imagine. And then so many people come to me are like, are we like conjuring up the spirits of our ancestors? And I'm like, nah, that isn't what we're doing. We're not, no Ouija boards, none of that stuff. It's an energetic thing, you know? So the way that I see the world is that, you know, we are all souls that incarnate on planet Earth in physical form over and over again to learn lessons and ascend as spiritual beings in human form. Like, obviously when we're in our spiritual realm, we're ascended, we have that enlightenment, but we come back to play this game of life time and time again to ascend on a physical realm. And I believe that we have a soul family, and that soul family incarnates with us time and time again also. And they, you know, who is your mother now may have been your sister before, or your father now may have been a lover, or, you know, all of these past lives that you have. Yeah. But, you know, it's energy. We come back as energy. And so, yeah, that was gross. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
I was just like,
probably. Like, I actually think that my father was probably my son at some point, you know, in a past life. And so, you know, it's on a very energetic level. So the way that I see, the way that I work, and actually the predominant way that I feel and live life, is through energy. And so a lot of what I experience is through energy, which can be very difficult to put into words sometimes. But so for the way that I've experienced ancestral healing, let's say, it's best for me to explain it in the way that I've embodied it. And then that's the same way that I then guide people through it. Is that, you know, there have been times in my life where the same patterns kept coming up for me. And I was like, I have done so much healing. Why is this still happening? Or why is this lesson still needing to be put to bed? Like, what on earth is going on? And I went through a series of these things. And so when I go into meditation, I actually get guided into energetic healing naturally. Like, that just happens to me. I'm sure it happens to other people. But, you know, at one point I was going through this kind of resurfacing of old patterns, and I was kind of sick to death of it. And I was a bit like, I've learned to kind of vocalize for help. I've learned to go, I surrender, and I will just show me the way, show me what I need to do, because I thought I was doing this and I thought I was healing myself, but clearly I've taken a wrong turn somewhere. So show me what I need to do.
That was me, 48 hours ago. So I'm getting chills from
Really?
Yeah. I was in my meditative like, position, very assertive. Like, I am grateful. Yeah. I am grateful. I am grateful. I surrender. I surrender.
Yeah.
But I thought I was doing all the things.
Yeah.
Turn on the motherfucking flashlight. Like, turn on the light. Like, I need the light. Okay, turn it on. I'm not asking for the whole recipe, just a few breadcrumbs. I'm willing to work. I'm willing to walk. Like, that was
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think a lot of people don't realize that they can just ask. Like, that was me for a long time. I was like, because we're sitting there,
playing a game of Clue, trying to figure it all out. And it still surprises me that, not that I forget,
But then I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it on my own. Like, they've been so gracious and they've been so kind. And, you know, I've gotten so many nuggets of wisdom. I'm going to do this. And then you're banging your head against the wall. And it's like,
okay, yeah, but you know, that is,
you know,
that is actually also a trauma response. Us believing that we need to do it all on our own is a 100%. Trauma response. And it's not only a trauma from this life, it's a trauma from our ancestors where they felt like they were never, you know, couldn't trust in life, or they couldn't trust in whatever they were going through, right?
That's a big one.
Yeah.
And that's a reoccurring big one for me in my life.
Well, this is a big, okay, so I'll tell you what, in relation to that then, how that moves through me as an ancestral healing. So I was feeling really like my vitality had been cut off. Like nothing was moving in the direction I wanted it to move in. I had no energy. I was angry. I was fearful. I was waking up having anxiety attacks. And I was like, why am I having anxiety attacks? Like, really, if I look at my life, there isn't really that much. I'm a privileged person. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I having these fearful attacks?
And then should start, like, I should be grateful. I should be happy. I should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then I surrendered and I was like, just show me what this is all about. And I got taken into, when I was in meditation, I was shown that actually this fear wasn't my fear. This fear was deep in my ancestry, in my lineage. And it was reverberating so deeply in my body that it was coming out so viscerally. It was like almost coming out as female cries from my ancestral lineage. I spent an afternoon like crying out, like spelling the energy of it. And I got shown in this meditation, in this journey, that it was deep in my heart. I could feel it deep in my heart. And that trauma was also connected to so many hearts of my maternal ancestral lineage, of the women in my maternal ancestral lineage. And when I was rationally thinking about it, I was like, oh my God, my grandmother died of pneumonia. My auntie died of lung failure. My mum has really bad issues with her chest and her lungs and her breathing. Like, we have this really deep, deep physical and energetic trauma in our hearts. And showing me that actually my ancestors are at different various points, and you don't need to know who these ancestors are. I wasn't shown faces. I didn't, you know, I don't know the names of these people, but I just had a knowing and a trust that what I was being guided through was what I needed to be guided through in order to heal what was needing to be healed for me in that moment in time that I was asking to be healed. And I was being shown that it wasn't just in me, it was in my lineage. And so that somehow kind of like releases the pressure that there's something wrong with you, first and foremost. It also helped me realize that, like, just how powerful our life is and who we are as beings, as souls in physical form. Like, really, what we have at our fingertips, there's so much power within us for healing. And it also just showed me how what had happened to various ancestors, like, I was just being shown snippets of things, like a lot of them lived through war, poverty, real trauma, like,
yeah, real trauma. Famine, like, disease, yeah.
All the things, right? And it one thing I want to say is, it obviously didn't, it doesn't re-trigger trauma in you. So it's not unsafe in that way. It can, if it's something a bit closer to home, it can trigger trauma. Of course it can. But really, in the depths of it, like when it comes to something like war, like, I have not lived through war yet. Yeah. I hope I never will. Like, not war, obviously I've lived through war in the world, but not in my physical reality, like where it's affected me.
But it helps us understand what their realities were.
Yeah, it helps us understand why we're feeling that feeling. What, and it helped me realize why I was feeling this lack of vitality, this lack that literally cutting life force off, because they didn't, in their various forms, didn't trust that life was supporting them through whatever it was they were going through. And so then I was guiding through a healing. And so they come through very differently, and they will come through differently with different clients at different times. But I was guided through a healing, and I was guided through connecting to their wisdom. So our ancestors not only have trauma that they are kind of showing us that they would like us to help them heal, they also have wisdom, right? And so the wisdom that I gained from them was just that, A, how fucking powerful we are to do this work.
Yeah.
B, just what we have at our fingertips that we don't realize we have, like the gratitude for the abundance of life that I actually have compared to what they have. So many teachings and learnings come through. And then literally I came out of that meditation and you wouldn't believe that so much could happen in like an hour of closing your eyes and journeying into this other dimension, into this other realm, and just trusting and guiding that what you're seeing is truth, and how you're being guided to move through it is truth.
Were you the energizer bunny? Just full of vitality? Were you like a little energizer bunny?
Well, it took, you know, over a period of a couple of weeks, so much shifted for me. It was like I'd just taken off a load, like literally unloaded a backpack of rocks.
Ugh.
Like so much had changed. And then, so then my perspective changed. And so, but then it's not just about, okay, you do the healing and you take off the backpack of rocks and then your life changes. You still have to take action, right? Mm-hmm. You still have to take radical responsibility for how you live your life. But 100%. the hidden cords of fear and lack of vitality and lack of trust in the world, those hidden cords that were pulling me back.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
They weren't there anymore. So then I was able to start taking action in the way that I wanted to start taking action. And I was starting to receive life in the way that I was meant to receive life.
So we can all work. I mean, if we're pulled to being guided by someone who has the experience and the knowledge, then we should do that and we can work with someone like you. But is it fair to say that we all have the ability to tap into our spirit team and ask them for guidance on even just the initiation of what that may potentially look like?
My God, yes. Okay. Like we are all magic. We all have this ability to tap it into these realms because we're all souls living human lives. This is what I mean by like we have these like layers and filters of untruths and masks and beliefs and conditionings that are all limiting us to believe that we are. And a lot of my work is about pulling back the veil of patriarchal trauma. Really, we've all had this stuff put on us over centuries, over millennia, where it's like not safe to be a visionary, it's not safe to be intuitive, it's not safe to be a medicine woman, it's not safe to be a woman, it's not safe to hold money, it's not safe to blah blah blah, whatever, insert whatever in there.
And that's one of the biggest things, isn't it, as women, is that the common denominator is this discomfort when it comes to wealth, talking about money, position of power, because it's centuries of suppression, right?
100%. And not only that, it's like the patriarchy has painted a picture of wealth that isn't true. I believe that we have a skewed reality in what it means to have wealth and abundance.
100%.
And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't desire money or want to be rich or want to have nice things, of course, but that comes as a byproduct of truly understanding what wealth and abundance means. And to me, and the way that I've been shown it, and the way that when I've cleared through my own wealth wounds through the ancestral lineage, is understanding that wealth abundance is pure unconditional love.
Yeah,
that's what it really is.
Yeah.
And so when we can really tune into that, we can activate a different wealth template within us. And then abundance starts to flow in a different way.
100%. That makes so much sense. And also having that deep understanding of why wealth seeks us and prosperity seeks us as much as we seek it. Especially when our purpose here on earth is grand.
Yeah.
Right. And so having to shed those limiting beliefs and heal through that ancestral trauma so that you can embody that energy of wealth that you're meant to tap into in this life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's so powerful.
Because then you can share it. Wealth at the moment has this horrible stigma around it as being an old man, old one percent of the elite, you know, that old patriarchal man that holds power, but in a very inverted way. Yeah. Not like the truth of it is, power comes from the beauty of owning who the fuck you are and your sovereign truth. Like that is real
and
power.
Having fun. Like it really upsets me when, you know, we hear these judgments and comments like, oh, the nouveau riche, they've never had to work for anything. Oh, they're in the era of e-com. Oh, they were a tech boom. They got lucky and sold an app.
Mm.
When we have those judgments towards those people, because we see that they've amassed a fortune in a short amount of time, and now they're actually fucking having fun with their money. Oh, well, yeah. My Lord, that just pisses us off. Then we get insulted. Then we become like these vigilante justice warriors where we're like, do you realize how much famine there is in the world? And these nouveau riche are flying on their private jets. Fuck you. Okay. You don't care about the famine in the world most of the time. You don't do shit about it. You change the channel when you see something sad. It just pisses you off because you don't believe you can attain it.
Well, it triggers.
It triggers.
But the reason it triggers.
But wealth can be fun. It is meant to be fun. It can be easy. We don't have to work hard. We have to work in alignment.
Exactly. Very true. And there is this whole like worth wound that healers have, healers and a lot of intuitive coaches, a lot of people who want to do good in the world have a real block around
worthiness
in terms of how much they charge for the work that they do.
100%.
And that's something that I really work hard with, like my clients to not work hard with, but that's a deep work. And it's something that a lot of people are drawn to the work that I do. They come to me for, right? Because they're already healers. They're already, you know, coaches, or they want to like change the world with their purpose. But they're finding that they're muting themselves in across the board. There's so many things to work through. It's like feeling safe to be who they are, feeling safe to speak their truth, feeling safe to be a visionary and activate their intuition and work their magic in the world. But then also feeling safe to charge for it, because until we can actually activate those levels of worth, which resonates in the physical form as how much you charge.
Oh my God. So on point.
Like, you're not going to be really living out your purpose fully. There's going to be something being cut off for you, life force wise, you know? And that's why so many healers, or they're called the wounded healers, right? It's like you've got to clear up those wounds for you to fully step into like your healing power.
I love that. I had a meditation a while back, and something came through and it was so good, and I had to write it down. And it was all about my worth wound, because that for me runs really deep. Mm. And worthiness, the theme surrounding worthiness kept popping up in my life. And finally I surrendered and I was like, okay, show me what it is about my worthiness, because I feel worthy of it. I feel worthy of sharing my message, and I feel worthy of all these things. But deep down inside, I guess Source knew better. And what came through was, humans base their worthiness on a system built to have them earn in exchange for allowing or denying their desire or right to what was created for them.
Wow.
It was so powerful. And it was like, this Earth was created for you, but you base your worthiness on this system in exchange. Like, you have to work hard, or you have to love hard, or you have to prove yourself.
Yeah. The abundance of life is all there for you to see. It's within Mother Nature. Like, it's right there in front of you. We've built concrete all over it, so we don't see it a lot of the time, but it's there. Like, Mother Nature has so many lessons for us, so many expansive lessons for us, if we choose to really look at her and the way that she is so abundant.
100%. And one of the things that came up in this meditation was that it's important for us to reconnect to Source and eliminate the doubt within us. Mm-hmm. Because once we establish that strong connection, to eliminate doubt, and it was very clear to me that worth isn't an emotion.
No.
So that's what they wanted me to know, is that worth is not an emotion. So be clear on that. It is a feeling.
Yeah.
It's deeply ingrained through hundreds and thousands of years of having to work in exchange for something.
Yes.
And so it is not an emotion that flies by like, oh, today I feel sad and unworthy, or today I feel loved and worthy. No.
This is why many of us like have this, like our conscious and our subconscious are completely two different things, right? And so many people come to me and they go, but I feel really worthy. I do. I'm like, yeah, consciously, of course, because rationally you're looking at your life and you're looking at yourself and you're going, why wouldn't I feel worthy? Of course, yeah. Rationally. Consciously, like you'd be pretty insane not to feel that, really. And if you know, not insane, but you probably have some deep wounds that are more consciously available to you to work through, but it's on a really subconscious deep level. And then when you talk about it from an ancestral level, if you talk about how all your ancestors will have felt unworthy or traumatized into feeling unworthy, but like on in a really deep level, then unlocking that trauma in your timeline, in your energy, in your DNA, because you carry it in your DNA. It's a scientific thing now that we carry the trauma of our ancestors in our DNA. And so our DNA is what physically activates our ability to move through the world, right? In a physical sense. On an energetic sense, if you imagine all of the hidden things that are caught in that kind of like puzzle of unworthiness that's been cultivated over millennia in your timeline, like there's a lot of unlocking to do, right? You can't rationally work your way out of it. You can't use affirmations to get yourself out of it. Like, it's about really deeply connecting to that deeper level of you, to your soul.
Yeah, connecting to your soul and realizing that this earth was created for everyone to enjoy. There's an abundance of resources. There's an abundance of beauty. There's an abundance of every single thing we need to heal ourselves.
That's also reflecting how we treat Mother Earth.
Absolutely. Right? There is no lack. There is no, I have to take all of the apples off of the tree because the apple tree is not going to grow more apples.
Yeah.
Like, you know, nature is well made. Everything rejuvenates and revitalizes, but we don't take our cue enough from the world around us.
No.
And we've become so greedy. That's that ingrained lack of worth, of feeling that, is this really for me? Is this something that's available to me? Is having a lot of land something that's available to me? Or is that for the super rich who can afford it? But this earth was created equally for all of us.
Yeah. And greed, I believe, is born out of really a lack of worth.
100%.
It's like, and it's a lack of
fear,
feeling good.
Fear, of course.
Yeah, but it's like you're trying to fill a hole through greed. You're trying to fill yourself with, you know, all the apples off the tree because you think it's going to make you better.
Yeah, and then you need somebody to say, from outside you have an apple. Yeah.
Have an when apple. Really?
You have all
you
the
have apples. It inside of you. You exactly. have it inside of you already. Yeah, 100%.
I love this. I love this conversation, Maria. So can you share with our listeners how you work with individuals? Do you work with people one-on-one in a group setting?
Yeah. So I do it in various different ways. I work with people one-to-one, and that's a really powerful container. I call it like activating your sacred sovereign self. So we look at, you know, what's going on in your reality. Like, it's not, I think people worry and they go, oh, I don't know what's going on, so how can I go and work on what's going on? Like, that's for someone like me to help reflect back to you, right? So if people feel like there's something going on, or they keep hitting these invisible ceilings of blocks and they don't know what the hell is going on, like working in something like the Sacred Sovereign one-to-one container is really powerful, because you get reflected back all of the energy that you're putting out into the world, and you can see for yourself what's going on, because your reality is a mirror, right? And then we work together to heal on so many different dimensional levels: in a child, mother, father, ancestral, whatever comes up with your guides, however it comes up for you, and everybody's different. I also have, I've currently got, and I don't know when this is going out, but a group activation and healing container called The Initiation, which is all about ancestral healing. And it's taking you through different codes that I've been through myself over the last year, which is why I feel like it makes it really powerful, because it's something that I was guided through. And so I really felt like I needed to share it with the world, especially because ancestral healing isn't just for the individual. It's for your ancestors, past and future, but it's also for the collective. And I'm really passionate of this idea that people keep talking about this new earth, this new paradigm that we're moving into. And they're really expecting this new paradigm just to exist and just turn up for those that have chosen that they want to be there. But it takes a radical responsibility from each individual to clear up their frequency in order for the new world, the new earth to be created. It's a reflection of what the collective is, in my opinion.
I have a question for you though, before we log off. I love this, but I have to interrupt. Why does it become, or, and this isn't in a negative way, but how and why does it become our mission to heal the ancestral trauma in our soul families at this specific time? Is it because we are the chosen ones? Is it because we're older souls? Is it because we have a bigger mission? You know, why
we
is
chose.
It?
Okay. In my opinion, we choose what, like the path that we go through in every incarnation. We mm-hmm. choose it along with our soul family, and they, you know, we decide karmically what the vows are between us all. Like, you're going to be the perpetrator of this, and it's going to teach me about this, and I'm going to be, you know, it plays out in like a constellation. And in my opinion, if you feel the call to work with your ancestors, then it's because your soul has chosen. Everything that we feel drawn to in this life is because your soul has chosen for that to be your path, right? That's what
I because we're strong enough to break those generational karmic cycles.
I wouldn't put a judgment on it like that, like I'm strong enough and someone else isn't. I would just put it like it's literally that is what you chose to do. And you're choosing to do it with the aid of your ancestors. You're not doing it. You're not saving them. You're doing it with them. You're doing it with them, for you, for them, for the collective, for the greater good. It's not like I am the chosen one because I'm better than everyone, or, you know,
like, really, it feels special. I was like, hey, I've eaten a lot of shit in my lifetime. I wanted
you
to
have to choose, but you choose to be the one, right? By doing the work, like don't look for the world to point at you and go, you're the chosen one to do this work. You choose you.
That would be an issue of worthiness, right, Maria?
Yeah. You choose you. And you go, I am the one that's going to heal this because
I'm a badass.
I choose to. Yeah, I choose to and I feel drawn to, and my soul's chosen that, right? And that's what the initiation is about. It's for those people that are called to do it. And we go through all of those worth wounds, all of those trust wounds, vitality wounds, speaking truth wounds, visionary wounds, sovereign wounds. We go through all of them over 7 weeks, and that starts, and I don't know when this goes out, but that starts on March 3rd, and I'll be running that over and over again. So yeah, and then there's smaller containers and smaller workshops if people just want to dip their toe in rather than fully dive in.
I absolutely love it. And where can they go learn more about you?
They can learn more about me at my website. So it's mariabanobre.com, mariabanobre.com. Or over on Instagram, I am the Sovereign Priestess, _Sovereign Priestess.
That's amazing. All of Maria's information will be in the show notes, guys. I am so grateful to have had this conversation with you, Maria, and I look forward to speaking with you again in the future, because I feel that we are both on a very similar path of helping women heal so that they can remember their true purpose and power, because we've forgotten that we are actually part of creation. We have a very important role here on Earth. We co-create, we bring life onto this world, and it's our mission and duty to heal so we can bring more light. Thank you very much for being here.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you everyone for listening to this incredible episode, and please, please, please go check out Maria's info, find her on her website or on Instagram. Have a beautiful day.